Blog Talk Radio.
Trying to get things set up. I haven't got my. Hopefully, you can hear me. I think I'm unmuted. I am getting things together here still. I haven't been able to log on Skype yet, so stay tuned. I'm gonna play some new music and take your calls. The number here is 347-826-7667. The program, of course, Disorderly Conduct, and I am your host, Vince in the Bay. Thank you to Blue Sky, Dam Radio, and East Coast for joining me early on here. Appreciate the support. And I think Blue Sky said, I seen you. You've seen me. Seen me where? On Skype. Not yet, because I'm not. Oh, yeah, I'm on Skype now. But I haven't called in yet. Because I'm still playing with myself. excuse me, I mean, gathering myself together here, as it were. And, yeah, so here's some new music. Here's some, I've played some the Gypsy Phonic Disco before. And, yeah, good morning, East Coast. Still evening here, but good morning to you on the East Coast because we're West Coast. It's 11:05 p.m. West Coast time here, Pacific time, Pacific Standard Time. Kids, get it right. Anyways, give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
It's all I got left. Wow. I didn't think that funny, but that's a cool song. That's off of the Gypsy Funk Disco thing that I've been playing on my show from time to time. And it's called Gypsy Funk Disco. You should check it out. That was a mashup of somebody in MIA. I forgot what the other artist is. But there you have it. And Blue Sky is complaining that I'm talking about sex. This is the woman that suggested that I name my show Sex with Vince in the Bay. And now she's claiming that she's tired of hearing me. She's sick of sex. Blue Sky says I'm sick of sex. Sick of sex. And she didn't like that I started talking about playing with myself. And I apologize, Blue Sky. That's none of your business. I shouldn't divulge that information. I was not, for the record, though, I was not touching myself. I was not playing with myself. I was trying to somehow relay to the listeners that I had previously touched myself. Yeah, about an hour ago to get fired up for the show, I alleviated myself to, thankfully, to XXX, what was it called? I already forgot the name of the, we had Frankie Deluxe on the show last night, and he introduced me to XXXBunker.com, which is an amazing site, XXXBunker.com. I want to see if I can get them to be a sponsor of the program, because they are, it's an amazing site. XXXBunker.com, amazing free porn site. Having a lot of fun over there earlier. But now I'm here with you, and you can join me at 347-826-7667. Once again, thanking Blue Sky 69, Dam Radio, and East Coast for hanging with me here early on in the program as we move into your late night, early morning BTR experience. And at some point, usually the last half hour of the show really cooks up, because that's when all the late night trolls are in rare form, seems to come in waves, and usually there's a nice wave at the end of this program. So hopefully that'll be something to look forward to next hour. But this hour, things are wide open. Phone lines open to take your calls. 347-826-7667. It's in the Bay with you. Disorderly Conduct is the program. Take requests. We can talk about whatever you want. I can play some music. I will play some music. And we don't have to talk about sex. Apparently Blue Sky is not in the mood for sexy talk, at least not yet. So we can chop it up about just about anything. As per usual, I default to my Twitter feed. That's where I get all my news and entertainment and information. So what's going on out there? This is Friday. It's the end of the week. It's the weekend. People are going to get out and have a great weekend. That's what everybody's stoked about. They're having another G20. I was talking about this with Frank Deluxe last night about how there seems to be a G20 summit like every couple of months. How is that possible? Like, in the last year, there's been like four, at least three I can think of, three major G20 summits. There's been Pittsburgh, Toronto, and now Was this the one that in South Korea? I don't get it. Like a G20 every 20 days. Seems like. Maybe that's what the 20 really stands for. Anywho, I can go into that story. I'm just browsing over the headlines here. Washington or White House staffers got a bigger raise than you did last year. Well, how do they know who I am? Some of these headlines are just ridiculous. There's really not anything going on news-wise. It's kind of a slow day. It's Friday. Usually Fridays they try to sneak out information in news stories and just, you know, they either fire people or bury stories that they don't think anybody or they don't want anybody to cover. Not really anything sliding by anybody right now, you know? It just kind of seems like it's just sort of, oh, my switchboard is completely black now. My switchboard is black. Like blank. Just a black screen. That's cause for concern. For sure. Let's see if I can't do something about that. Anyways, give me a call. 347-826-7667. Vince in the Bay with you for the next hour and 40 minutes. Strap yourself in, kids. It's going to be a wild and crazy ride. Join me, will you? 347-826-7667. Trying to get my soundboard, or what do you call it, the blog talk switchboard. Trying to get my switchboard going here. It's not exactly... Wow, there's only, 10 chats, 15 chats going right now? Pretty good. Pretty good. Zero to naked in 1.5 bottles. That sounds interesting. Cindy93. Never heard of her before. Yeah, my switchboard. Thank you. You don't even have a program and you know that. There we go. Switchboard's back. So I can take calls if you're calling. Please do it now. It's 347-826-7667. I'm really interested in Cindy93. She's like my, I guess she'd be my competition right now. She's another Block Talk host that's broadcasting right now, and she looks interesting. Why haven't I seen Cindy93 before? Where the hell did Cindy... Wow, she's just cute. She looks young, though. Like, she was born in 93. Yeah, for sure. Yikes. She's only got 11 minutes left to go on her show. She's doing a show called I Love Rock and Roll. And then she did a show Zero to Naked in 1.5 Bottles. That sounds like my kind of chick. She's into rock and roll and... getting naked in a bottle and a half. Sign me up. Anywho, my switchboard's back, and that means I get to play some music. If you have a request, you can call that in. It's 347-826-7667, and I can look into playing it for you. If not, we can chop it up about whatever you want to talk about. Your phone calls take priority here on Disorderly Conduct. We're going to try to shake things up. If I'm getting any callers, usually this sort of works itself out. Usually, we're fortunate we have a lovely young lady of, or older lady of some sort to call in and entertain us in various ways. But if that doesn't work, I might crank call. I was thinking I might crank call Cindy 93, but 93, that means she's like, what, 17? That's scary. That would be bad. So, yeah, exactly, Blue Sky. I'd be robbing the cradle. That's not something I want to do. Anywho, join me 347-826-7667. I'll be right back. Vince in the Bay back with you on Disorderly Conduct. The number's 347-826-7667. I'd like to thank Blue Sky 69 Dam Radio on East Coast for hanging with me here and braving the technical difficulties. Apparently, BCR's going through its buffering phase, which is very annoying. I apologize for that, folks. You get what you pay for, right? Anywho, I'm back, and we had some guests that were listening for a while there. Kind of curious who those people might be. Hope they find their way back here. Most of the time, guests just end up to be regulars that, for some reason, it's just happened to me for a lot, but it hasn't done it recently. But for a while there, every time I used to come into Blog Talk and go into a chat room, it wouldn't recognize my guest. It wasn't reading my cookies. My cookies were on, but it wasn't reading it correctly or whatever, and it didn't recognize me. And you got sound now. Good. That's okay. That's I got a heart. Blue Sky is kissing me now in the chat room. Don't you just love emoticons? Anyways, I'm losing my train of thought here. So VMAC, thanks for hanging out, dude. You can relate to this, bro. So I started off much earlier. I started off with an edible brownie, but before the program, I tried some Morningstar and some AK-47, and then some Headcrack. Headcrack is actually a hybrid of Headband and Green Crack. It's a sativa dominant indica hybrid, and Headcrack is interesting. Morningstar this is my bud review basically at this point. Headcrack, Morningstar, and AK-47, which is a sativa indica hybrid. Mixed reviews. I wasn't overly satisfied. So what I'm having to do now, actually, I don't know which one it was, but one of them made me go to sleep. I just wanted to curl up in the ball and go to bed. And so, well, damn, I got GDP for that. So now what I'm busting out is I'm going back to the Lemon Kush. And sort of see what that does to me. Cracky. Cracky? OMG. There's probably five people that understand what I'm talking about. And luckily, they're all listening right now. Blue Sky 69, Damn Radio, and East Coast holding me down hardcore in the chat. East Coast, I think, is already faded and falling asleep. I appreciate East Coast showing some love, though, and supporting the show. This is a show that is done pretty much spontaneously every night. Sometimes it changes its name and format, but for the most part, it's just me talking shit and getting wasted and trying to fuck with people and hopefully having people call in. Last night, we had a great show last night. We had my good friend Frankie B. Lux, who was my guest for the entire program last night. And we chopped it up about a lot of stuff. We talked about the New World Order and porn, pornography, and how to eat pussy and all kinds of stuff. We were all over the place. Great program. I learned about XXX. God damn it, I can't remember the name already. XXXBunker.com. Really love to get them to be a supporter of the show. If I could say this is Disorderly Conduct brought to you, this segment brought to you in part by I already forgot it. By XXXBunker.com. That's right. XXXBunker.com. Bunker.com, the world's largest XXX tube site. That's right. Join the world's largest XXX tube site, XXXBunker.com. Guaranteed to have every single major porn star you could ever think of. They're lacking in some. They don't have they have a lot of stuff that I haven't seen before, which is amazing. Yeah, I'll put it in the chat. It's XXXBunker.com. That's right, kids. Forget YouTube. Forget YouTube. Forget YouPorn. Forget Pornhub. Forget Netflix. Forget all that stuff. XXXBunker.com is your one-stop shop. The world's largest XXX tube site. You go there right now, it just loads up on your homepage. You instantly have 40 icons of quality smut at your fingertips. And of course, I hope it's one of these sites that remembers your choices and sort of, because I know there's one of those sites where they kind of, after a while, they sort of, as long as you have your cookies on or whatever, you can, after a while, they sort of form a profile of what you like. I like big tits and a lot of solo stuff and girl on girl stuff and certain actresses. Suddenly, like, that stuff ends up in my recommended page or whatever. Like, you know, it's amazing. God damn, I love technology. That's right, XXXBunker.com. Check it out, kids. The featured video right now would have to be hot anal fucking gaping and facial. Then there's Gianna fucked in the shower. Bisexual tarts enjoy hard anal fuck. Toilet men, you don't want to know about toilet men. Maybe not. They should have... Wow, they really mix it up here. But you get my... You catch my drift here. Welcome to the program, John Time Slim, X Slim, Ja Time Slim, Slim, some Slim. Anyways, thanks for coming through, Ja. Appreciate it. I was just doing a plug for, XXXBunker.com, soon-to-be sponsor of the program. That's right. Check them out at XXXBunker.com. You'll get treated to the world's largest XXX tube site. Forget about YouPorn. Forget about Pornhub. Forget about Netflix. It's over. XXXBunker wins outright. Check them out. And right now, one of their feature videos is Jill San Dildo Anal. I have no idea what that means. Jill San, that's a porn star. Oh, he goes by Slim. All right. Slim is gone. So much for that. You know, that's the thing is, like, when you're on for a while and then some random person comes in and, like, you talk to them right away, before they even go into the chat or anything, 9 times out of 10, they feel, 9 times out of 10, they feel like the spotlight's on them, they feel uncomfortable, and they scram like that. My bad. But hey, I like to interact with my audience. It's sort of the schnick here. Like, I think if you listen to archives in my program, which I honestly haven't done, maybe I probably should, to critique my performances and see how bad I really am. But half of the stuff is predicated on what's going on in the chat room or who's in the chat room. So last night was kind of an exception. It was great. We had Frank Deluxe in the building. That was good times. If you weren't here last night, you should check out the archives. That's one to check out in the archives, Last Night with Frank Deluxe. Good times, good times. So XXXBunker.com. Moving right along. Let's see what's going on Twitter. Ryan Keeley says, I'm putting the 94-pound blonde in charge. Politics of Fear says, too tiny touch and Fox News bones. This is under the hashtag Fox News Songs. Whatever. you gotta love Twitter, right? Okay, somebody's obsessed with Fox News songs, and I'm looking them over right now, and they're not very funny. Like, I think I could do a better job of some of these Fox News songs. It's terrible. Anyways, oh my gosh. First thing I do, so I go to the coffee shop today. It's my day off, my first day off in like a week and a half or something. And so I go to my favorite coffee shop, and I look at the local newspaper, and the first thing I see, you know, the main story is like a profile of this dude who went nuts, took his minivan or his SUV or whatever, took his like 12-year-old kid, I think, 13-year-old daughter or something like that, took his young teenage daughter, I guess the guy had worked in like three jobs, and he's sleeping in his car half the time because he has a couple hours between jobs, and he sleeps in his car sometimes. And he found out his wife was cheating on him, and she was going to leave him. And he has kids, and he's like struggling to just make ends meet. I think he's in somewhere in the East Bay. I want to say Oakland, but I'm not sure. I forgot, but I should pull up the story. I'll find a link of the story on the story. This guy just went nuts and took one of his kids with him, took a gun with him. Apparently he had a gun. He got in his car, his SUV, drove onto the Bay Bridge. And once he drove from the East Bay into the city. And once, if you know the Bay Bridge, there's two parts to the Bay Bridge. There's the East Bay side and the San Francisco side, and in the middle they're connected by Treasure Island. And apparently this guy, as he was coming over from the East Bay side to San Francisco, right when he got through Treasure Island, when he got onto the west side, the San Francisco side of the span of the bridge, he put his hazards on, pulled his car over, and like called into the local to KCBS, the local like traffic and weather radio show, and told him that he had a bomb, and he had a gun, and he had his young daughter, and he was going to detonate this bomb, and because his wife is going to leave him, and the Bay Bridge, and it shut down traffic for like hours. They shut down the bridge. It got to the point where he let his daughter go. It was just him with his gun, and he was he went out of on the outer part of the bridge and was threatening to jump. And eventually, they talked him down and got him back, and everybody was safe. But it's just another little isolated story of where a guy people are just snapping. Just can't do this. Guy's working three jobs. You know, he's probably trying to pay a mortgage or pay rent or God knows what. And, you know, he's living in the East Bay. He's working two nightclub jobs And he finds out his wife is fucking around behind his back. And he's just like, fuck, I'm just fucked. You know, who knows? He's probably one of these people that's barely making ends meet. And he's like, suddenly, like, he's probably underwater on his mortgage if he's got one. And he's just cracking. The people are just cracking. They're just losing it. It's insane. I don't get it. Sorry to be a Debbie Downer. But that was like the front page story today. That was what I woke up to and looked at. So that was kind of like, kind of feeling some way that sort of colored and shaped my day. And so, yeah, anywho, still here ready to take your calls if you want to join in the conversation or actually create a conversation, because at this point I am just espousing, I'm vamping is what I'm doing until one of you jackasses gets off your ass and gives me a call. I see Cal is in my chat room. I'm honored that Cal had decided to come over. I know that his program, usually Cal's show, he just keeps talking. Like, I've been on Cal's show where, like, you know, Cal doesn't even pay attention to the thing. Like, Cal, honestly, when the voice comes on and says, you have 90 seconds remaining in your program, when that bitch comes on, tell me, you just don't even care. You don't even hear it, I bet. It's so intense in your conversations, and so engrossed in it that you don't even realize it's there. You don't even realize it's the end of your program. It's the only critique I'd actually have of your program is that you don't dignify. I mean, it's not that you're not being dignified to the listeners that are who are not involved in the phone call and who are just in the chat room. But you should just try to remember there's people in the chat that are just like, oh, fuck, you know, kind of sucks, because you'll be like right in the middle of something intense and then all of a sudden gone. But anywho, oh, last night was crazy, Cal. I had my man Frankie Deluxe on, and talk about a black conservative. He's a young black conservative. He's 23, 24, a young black conservative from Indiana, but he lives in Los Angeles now. And I met him when I was living in LA. And really smart kid, sort of calls himself a paleo conservative. He's into boxing. He's built like a boxer. He looks like a boxer, but he's an interesting guy. I had him on here. We were going back and forth, chopping it up about all kinds of shit. And then under the buzzer to go into overtime, the dude, oh my God, what's his name? Ole something. Fuck, I gotta track down his name. This dude is just this old dude that, he says he's 85 years old, I guess. I don't know. If you go to my archives for my show yesterday, listen to the last hour, I guess, and this dude comes in right. He didn't even make it into my regular broadcast. He called in right at the end of the show, and I played a song, and I came back, and I was still on with Frankie Deluxe and what's her name, Amy. I can't believe Amy's not here. Where the hell is my producer, Amy? I can never count on my producer, Amy. Anyways, but I counted. She came through last night. She was hanging out last night, and this dude calls in, and he just goes off the fucking chain. I know some of you hardcore BCR people have heard this guy before. I'll figure out his name. I'm gonna play some music real quick, and I'm gonna figure out his name, and I'll get back to you with that. So, yeah, give me a call, 347-826-7667. This is Vince in the Bay. You're listening to Disorderly Conduct. Join me. The phone lines are open. Once again, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Thank you. to Disorderly Conduct, give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
One-stop shop for news, entertainment, and sex. That's right. We bill this as, what did I just bill this as? I went on my blog talk, Calla. I don't know if you're Calla, if you're on Facebook, but just recently I developed a, I'm not really that fond of Facebook. It was fun at first, and then I'm just kind of annoyed by it. But has reinvigorated recently when, because I noticed a lot more people on average that have blog talk radio profiles have Facebook accounts before they had Twitter accounts. And when I first started on BTR, I just added people on Twitter, and most people don't really use Twitter, which is really sad because I love Twitter. But it's good at the same time because the hardcore people are where it's at on Twitter. But you got downshift for the slow timers on Facebook. So, I still have my Facebook. I still do Facebook. Anyways, I was reinvigorated by Facebook with this create a group function where on Facebook on the left-hand side there, it says create a group. So I created a group. And what I created was Blog Talkers. It's an open group. Calla, if you're on Facebook, I would encourage you to search for the group called Blog Talkers. Or if you want to add me on Facebook, I can just post that in the chat room. If anyone is, I don't think my Facebook is on my BTR profile, actually. So, there's a little bit of self-promotion there. Add me on Facebook, and I will add you to my Blog Talkers open group, or you can just search for Blog Talkers, I guess. Or I bet you I can give you the link for the group. I think it's just facebook.com/blogtalkers, but I might be wrong. Let's see if this does it. Nope, that's incorrect. It's, I don't know. Hit me up on Facebook and we'll work it out. So 32 members so far. I opened it like a couple of days ago. And it's starting to. What? Blue Sky. Oh, she's Blue Sky's obviously was looking at the article that I posted in the chat room, which is what I was talking about earlier, about the guy who drove his car up to the Bay Bridge and had a bomb, reported a bomb threat. Eventually got talked down from jumping off the bridge. Fucking crazy. People are just losing it. It's just, it's nuts. I was talking last night to one of the many things that me and Frankie D were chopping up last night was that people are just scraping, people are just desperate for a job, anything, they don't care. People are running out of unemployment, they don't know what the fuck they're going to do. All these jobs are not coming back, people. The only jobs that are being generated are service jobs. It's just, and recently Google reported, it was divulged that Google gave all its employees 10% raises. And you know what I think that is, really? They wanted to keep it under wraps. They wanted to keep it confidential. But, you tell 20,000 people that you're getting a raise, somebody's going to tell somebody. And, of course, it got out and the person got fired, which I thought was funny because the whole point of them getting this 10% raise is they're trying to encourage these employees to stay. Not that they don't have enough encouragement by all the amazing free built-in amenities that they have there. They also complain about the pay, which is on, you know, sort of the number one complaint probably of any corporation, anybody at any level feels like they're underpaid. I mean, come on, let's be fair. Blue Sky's really taken aback by this gentleman's story. Apparently he's suffering from mental illness. He's got severe anxiety. That's terrible. I don't, you know. Who hasn't had severe anxiety? Come on. It's tough. It's crazy out there. People are losing it. Yet somehow I look out the window. What do I see? Crickets, birds chirping. The sound of the train ringing its bell in the distance, blowing its horn or whatever. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. You go on the internet, you go on TV, you think the world is fucking ready to go up in flames. You turn off the TV, you turn off the computer, you put down the phone, you walk outside, and it's just birds chirping. Come on. What the hell is... I'll tell you what it is, folks. It's the Matrix. We're all inside of it right now. We might as well just... Blue Sky wants the weather now. Is that what it's come to? You're right. I should do the weather. It is. We are about to hit midnight here. It's about to officially become Saturday morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's coming up to the top of the hour here. It's been an interesting first hour. Thank you, Blue Sky 69 Damn Radio East Coast and Cala Genesis for staying with me here. Appreciate the love, people. If you would like to join me here on the air, the number is 347-826-7667. I'd love to have somebody chime in and join me here. It'd be great to have a guest host for the next hour, the second hour. It'd be great. But if not, no worries. I can continue to ramble on endlessly about, Blue Sky going to town with the five hearts. That's right. Five thumping hearts by Blue Sky 69. Okay, so the weather. Let me see what I could do here. Yeah, that poor Antioch, man. Marital problems. It'll just drive you nuts as women. They'll just, fuck, I just can't take it. I just can't fucking take it. It reminds me of, God bless his heart, Sam Kinison. You know, like, I wish I could scream like that guy. You know? Can't take it. I just can't fucking take it. Shut the fuck up. Oh, that's it. I'm taking a kid. I'm fucking going to blow up the Bay Bridge. Fuck you. Is that what we're supposed to... is that what we're supposed to get from that? I don't know. Oh, Cala dropped off there. That's too bad. It was great that he stuck around for a little while, though. Anywho, trying to have as much fun as I can here, folks. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back. right, folks. We are coming to you live and direct from the Bay Area. That's right. Outside, I promised you the weather report here. Right now, currently, outside our studios here, it is fair and partly cloudy. The current temperature is 50 degrees. Today, it's expected to be partly cloudy, a high of 72. Overnight, it's supposed to be mostly clear, and lows in the 50s. And the next day, it will be the same, partly cloudy, a high of 76. And should be a pretty fair weekend for all those football games going on out there, both collegiately and in the NFL. And we'll do a rundown, of course, of the we'll do your Raiders report, of course, probably on Monday or Tuesday or whenever the Raiders play. When do the Raiders play? I don't even know. I should know. I'm a Raiders fan, but I have no idea. I usually find out the day before, which is today, so I should look that up. I'll get my interns to get on that for me. Anyways, we're here in the second hour. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Don't make me resort to prank calling some other show. What shows are there that I could possibly prank call? Maybe that's something you guys in the chat room to figure out. Blue Sky. Figure out which show I should, that's also on the air that I should prank call right now. Let's do that. That's our new job. I'll give you some time to figure that out. If you don't want to help me do this, then fuck you.
But the way you play your game ain't fair. I pitch it find one for your dad. Yes, he did.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Alright, so today, back to you on Disorderly Conduct. Right now, I'm looking at the list of different shows going on that I might possibly want to call into. Let's see, we have Crazy Wolf just on right now. Pinko's up right now. There's Gracie versus Dan, a tarot card reading show. There's the Marijuana Happy Hour. There's Psychic Abilities. There's Stoobs 27 Hip Hop Forever Holmes. There's Neil Wannell's Metal Mouth. There's number one, The Journey You Were Mad. And there's a show called You Will We See You, Part Two, You Ready. And the last show that's on right now, as well, is On My Third Tall Beer, hosted by Dobie Radio. These are the people that are broadcasting right now, while I am banned from being on the list. I mean, if you scroll down and look at live chats, you can see me, Vince of the Bay. But since I'm forever like blacklisted on BTR, I will never show up in a regular queue of on-air shows. So, what I'm thinking of is possibly calling in one of the other shows, because nobody's calling into my show. I appreciate the support. I appreciate people listening. I like playing music. But this is Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. And I like talking with people and on Blog Talk Radio. So if you want to join me, you've got 47 minutes to do so. It's 347-826-7667. I guarantee you in the last half hour of this program, which is coming up in 16 minutes, I guarantee you there's going to be a weird rush of weird freakazoid people that come in here for a minute and then filter out. So you want to stick around for that. That'll be interesting. If that doesn't happen, then I apologize. But in the meantime, give me your thoughts. Oh, yeah, by the way, sports update, my Raider update. This week the Raiders are on a bye. Bye week for the Raiders. So they play the Steelers the week after that, which will be interesting. Hopefully they can be well-rested and ready and focused to take on the Steelers and further their march towards quite possibly playoff contention. Certainly, if the playoffs started today, the Raiders would be in it, right? They're in first place. No, or they're out of half game. I forgot. I got to look at the standings. I'm talking shit. Okay, so here's the deal. Should I call Crazy Wolf? Should I call Pinko?
I don't think I'm going to do the tarot card. I think they're out. Marijuana happy hour. I'd rather not, but let's say he's in there too. Psychic abilities. I don't know. I think I'm tarot cards, psychic shows. No. Stoops 27 hip hop, Flavor Holmes. I think it's got to be in the mix. I think Neil Wallen's Metal Mouth has got to be in the mix. I think for sure you guys, the spirituality guy, I don't know, Alan Sump, number one, The Journey, You Were Mad, something. I don't know about this dude. Yeah, I don't know. I would put him, spirituality, paranormal, tarot cards, psychic stuff, same shit. And then there's this one, We See You, Part 2, You Ready? Music. I don't know about that. And On My Third Tall Beer. I think On My Third Tall Beer has to be included, too. So I think it's going to be Crazy Wolf, Pinko, Marijuana Happy Hour, Stoops 27 Hip Hop Forever Holmes, Neil Wallen's Metal Mouth, On My Third Tall Beer. What do you guys think? Which one sounds like it'd be a fun one to prank call? Pinko apparently does a show right after his show. How does that work? He's got a show on right now, but he's also got a show coming up in 45 minutes. How does that work? There. So I don't think Marijuana Happy Hour. I don't feel like I don't want to call that guy. That guy's bad energy. Stoops 27 Hip Hop Forever Holmes sounds intriguing. Could go for that. Pinko and Crazy Wolf would be equally interesting. Crazy Wolf is probably going to come over here in a second because I think his show ends in like maybe 14 minutes. I could be wrong. But I think Pinko just keeps going. So maybe I can call Pinko. Maybe I can call... I'm curious about Neil Wallen's Metal Mouth. I'm curious about calling into a metal show. Like Stoops 27 Hip Hop Forever Holmes. Sounds like hip hop. In fact, it says in its tags, music, hip hop. But metal, not very many people on BTR do metal shows. So that's interesting. Maybe I could do a conference call with Metal Mouth and Pinko, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. If you want to join me in this adventure, please do so now. The number is 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
And I'm back. Disorderly Conduct, your host, Vincent LeBay. I want to thank Damn Radio, a.k.a. VMAC, for sticking around here with me. Also, Blue Sky 69, A-Monet 28, has just entered the chat. The notorious Amy, my producer. Glad to see that she decided to show up for the program tonight. And we were just deciding what... Oh, I was throwing this out there, which... got 37 minutes to kill here. And I was throwing out the idea of doing a crank calling one of the other shows that's going on out there right now. And I've kind of narrowed it down myself to Crazy Wolf Radio, Pinko the Bear, and Neil Wannell's Metal Mouth. And Blue Sky is now joining me. Are you there, Blue Sky? Can you...
Yes, hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Much better now that you're here.
Oh, there you go. You sound so desperate, I thought I'd call in.
I know, I know. Does it show that bad? Well, what do you think? Should I call one of these other people, or should we just do our own thing here?
Well, now that I've called in, you can stay put, I guess.
All right, because I'm really actually curious about Neil Wannell's Metal Mouth, because I like metal.
Probably a music show, is it?
Do you like Slayer?
Who?
Slayer, the band Slayer.
I've heard of them, and not sure if I know any songs from them, but I've heard of them.
You don't like metal?
Yeah, some.
Do you like Valiant Thor?
Who?
Valiant Thor.
Never heard of them, or him, or...
Well, you have now.
Check it out.
There you have it. That is Valiant Thor off their new record. That track was titled Double Crossed. I can't for the life of me tell you what the name of the new record is, but you check them out, Valiant Thor. So what'd you think of that, Blue Sky?
Interesting. No, it was good. It was all right.
It's kind of just straight ahead rock and roll right there.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
For sure. I want to thank Melinda N. for joining us now. Melinda Dashin has graced us once again here in the, I told you right around the last half hour is when the freakazoids come out. Melinda comes out of the woodwork. You watch, in a couple of minutes here, it's going to get freaky deaky. It's going to get really weird. Just hang tight, I promise. I've been promising this to Blue Sky and VMAC the entire night, basically. It's been those two, me, and we had Calla for a while, and we had somebody else. Who else did we lose? For a while there, it was just me, Blue Sky, Damn Radio, and one other person. Who was that other person? I don't know. I'll have to look at the show page after it's over. But Melinda N., I'm looking forward to some sort of random link posting coming up shortly from you. I'd love to read it live over the air, whatever you have to report. You always have interesting links to share if you want to call in and grace us with your presence on air as well. Feel free to do so. We have reporters out in the field that, and correspondents and contributors that join us on occasion, and some on a regular basis. I want to thank producer Amy for showing up for the last part of the show here. Feel free to call in, Toots. Look at her. She's got the pink font and the pink little box doodad thing. How do you get that?
That's
did you just
I
get anointed
wondering.
That? Huh?
That's what I was wondering.
I know.
I see a lot
people
of people
get
going
anointed
around with
it.
Different.
Who do I got a bone to get a weird fucking thing about my name in BTR? Whose dick do I have to suck to get that? So I was thinking of calling out Neil Wano's middle mouth. Is it even on anymore? Uh-oh, she's got pictures. This is going to be good. Sit down and relax. I'll have my penis cook you a burger. Oh, that's interesting. PerfectlyTimedPhotos.com. That's kind of hilarious, actually. Thanks for sharing that, Amy. Oh, good times. Good times. What's that?
John Slim is the other guy that was in here.
Oh, Neil Woolman's middle mouth is over. Over.
Hmm?
Crazy Wolf is still going? Crazy Wolf is still going. Anyhow, I think, Amy, is that you?
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
It's me.
Thanks for that photo. Thanks for that photo. That's perfectly timed.
I thought it was funny.
That's actually what my cock looks like. It looks like the head of it is actually looks like a person with arms. Not perfectly timed. So So, Amy, how are the Flames looking?
How are the Twins looking?
Yeah, how are the Twins looking?
How are the
Wings doing?
Oh, the Wings. Good.
I forgot what your team's name was. I'm sorry. My faux pas.
We just played a game against the Oilers.
Isha just joined us. Everybody, Isha in the chat room. Great to have you, Isha. Okay, the Wings. Yes. Did I get that?
They just had hot wings. I like hot wings.
This is like Hooters here.
Hooters. We just had an interesting conversation about that tonight.
Who did?
Me and some other people.
What did you guys conclude?
Well, we were talking about two in the cooter, one in the cooter, and then I Googled cooter, and there's a cooter festival, and people down south call turtles a cooter, and it's this big, huge festival. I don't know. We were all just drinking and thought it was very funny.
That sounds pretty funny, even if you're not drinking.
They're I'm reading the website for this official cooter festival, and it's here down in South Carolina, we call the turtle a cooter. You Yankees up there call it a turtle. I don't know. It was crazy stuff. And then it was all you college kids coming through here on spring break, come on down for the cooter fest. But please don't steal our banner. That's on the official website. Please don't steal our banner. Oh, man. Good stuff.
Insanity. Isha says she overslept tonight. What does that mean?
I don't know.
She took a nap and she was slept too long?
Or is she in
Australia? What's that?
I think it means she slept too much.
You think it means she fucks too much?
Slept.
Oh. She sleeps with people too much? Are you calling her a whore?
I didn't say
what
that.
What are you saying exactly?
Oh, my God.
Melinda, call us now. 347-826-7667. Melinda.N. Call in, baby. What's the topic tonight, Vincent Blue? I don't know. Blue, what's the topic?
Weather, sports, sex, everything.
Yeah, we've touched on all that, actually. Weather, sports, and sex. If you want to know what the weather is, the forecast is near you, feel free to just enter your the area of the country that you live in, and I will tell you the forecast for you tomorrow. If not, you'll just have to, right here at the studios, it's 50 degrees and clear.
It's pretty cool here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Are the headlights on?
Pardon?
Never mind.
Taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Taking your calls here with Amy and Blue Sky. VMAC has been holding it down all night with me in the chat room, although he fell asleep a long time ago. But I appreciate him having me on in the background. Hopefully,
he's
while he makes
on.
Sweet. Is she?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Isha, I'm Alani. Hang on, let me pull. Here we go. We've got a foursome now. Isha, welcome to the program.
Hey, Vince. Hey, Blue. Hey, Isha. How are you?
I'm okay. I have made a mistake. I overslept for y'all program. But I'm just letting y'all know, probably next week y'all probably won't see me much because I'll finally be back working. My job had me on call for like almost a month. So I became a Blog Talk Radio junkie. So I probably had to slip through, say hi and bye. Yeah.
It's okay, Isha. We don't blame you. You want to go back to the real world. You want to back to live in your quote-unquote reality. That's fine. We know how it is.
Well, I got to pay bills.
We wish you well back in reality, which you insist has nothing to do with reality TV. Fine, Isha. Just abandon us like that. We understand. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, but I was, whoo.
Hey, VMAC, welcome. VMAC wakes up. Check it out, VMAC. It's me, your boy, Vince in the Bay. I'm on. It's me and three chicks, dude. What do you want? What do you want, man? It's me and three chicks on the radio.
Belinda,
do you want to join? Belinda should call in. But she won't because she's busy doing some in-depth reporting on Michelle Obama, undoubtedly.
Okay.
But Isha, what are you about to?
Not much.
I mean, like, what other you? Did you come from another show, or did you just tune in right now?
Yeah, I came from another show.
What was the other show?
The other show was Warlord X. That's the show I came from.
Warlord X? Oh, my
mm-hmm.
God. That sounds hardcore. Like a bond? Is that like bondage? Talk or something?
No, he was discussing about Tyler Perry. I mean, that's what he was talking about.
Tyler Perry?
Yes.
Oh, puke on a stick.
Yeah, he was talking about Tyler Perry. And so, I'm not really a Tyler Perry fan because I don't think a man should dress up in a dress to play a woman. Kind of like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Why not? I think it's got some people pull it off. People do it all the time. It's no big deal. I mean, it's a genre, actually. I mean, so what? They do the one movie like that. Whatever. You know what I mean? That's my attitude, at least.
That's everybody different. I don't think a man or a woman. I don't know. I mean, everybody's different. Especially a man. I don't think he should be dressing up in the dress to play a woman, and we got real women who can actually play that part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Have you guys ever checked out Savannah Schmidt? What's
can
she
you repeat
all about?
That?
This chick, Savannah Schmidt, she's doing a show right after mine.
talk show. It must be an hour. That's interesting.
Oh, okay. I didn't get the thing.
Schmidt Talk.
Okay.
I get it. Instead of shit talk, it's Schmidt Talk.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. My producer, Amy, keeps ducking in and out of the room. That's nice. It's good to see that things are running smoothly here. We still have time to take your calls. There's 15 minutes remaining. 15 minutes to get busy with myself and my harem of ladies here. Plenty of room here on the casting couch for more females to join us. Hint, hint, Melinda-N. Great if she could wake up and call in.
Ben, you must have a very big bed.
She's too busy shaving for some people.
Actually, I have like I'm working on designing a room where it's like a circular room, and it's a circular bed on a circular platform.
I have a circular bed.
It's just
bed.
Like the platform is made out of the bed material too, so you can like there's just like you could sleep just like on the platform or on the bed. It doesn't matter.
Something like to Tila, what's her name? Tila. Tequila or something?
No, it's kind of more like how like iced tea used to roll back in the day. Just speaking of which, here's iced tea's cousin.
I know,
in the
chat
room.
I was about to say someone's
ice,
name.
Ice 200-2000, that's right. He's iced tea's second cousin.
Wow.
Nephew's sister's aunt's hairdresser's, and he's gone. See, that's what I do. I sort of alienate the people, the random people that come in, and then they duck out right away.
Well, maybe he was really related to Vanilla Ice, and he got offended. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, you're probably right.
Thank you, very nice.
I was a little late.
Eugene is slow. He's very slow. He has to really digest the joke. So what's this little pink square you have going here, Amy? What's inside of it? I can't tell.
A heart.
It's a what?
A heart.
Oh, a heart. That's
she
interesting. She's
been with Blog Talk a long time. To get
yeah, she's earned her. Yeah, exactly. She's old school. She's actually, you know what, she's AmoNave28. She's the 28th person to ever have a show on Blog Talk. Be on Blog Talk.
Wow.
And she's extra sexy, too. That's another thing that gets you points, is if you're really sexy, you get sometimes that adds to your avatar status. And I wholeheartedly conclude that they are correct, that she does deserve that. She's very sexy.
Oh. I had to
anyway.
Go to a BTR guru to get that. And I had to go through long, extensive ninja training. It was crazy.
I say BTR need to bring those avatars back.
Yeah, they're nice.
I think they should.
This guy is so soft-spoken.
Thank you.
Are you laying down, Blue Sky?
Am I down? No, I'm just tired.
No, I mean laying down. Are you laying down?
Oh, am I laying down? No, I'm sitting up at the theater.
Oh.
I wish I was lying down.
That's hot. What are you wearing?
Nothing.
Me too. What a coinkydink.
Is that a good enough answer?
Yeah, that'll work.
You're crazy.
Must be really hot there, really. Yeah.
Okay.
Anywho, 10 minutes remaining to take your calls at 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay hanging out with the ladies here. I feel like we got three ladies on the panel here. I feel like we should do some questioning here or something.
Like what type of questioning?
Huh?
Like what type of questioning?
We can always do Seinfeld trivia.
For sex trivia.
Okay, that can only mean one thing. It's time for Seinfeld trivia. With our panel here, we're going to start first with Blue Sky 69. Blue Sky 69, who said it? Quote, I go out for a quart of milk, I come home, I find my son treating his body like it was an amusement park, end quote. Who said that?
I have no idea.
Do you even wager a guess? Did you watch Seinfeld at all?
No, I'm not a Seinfeld fan. Sorry.
Did you even get Seinfeld in Canada?
Yes, we do. Yep. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Okay. Amy, who do you think it is?
I would say George's mother.
You're correct. And Amy is the winner of Seinfeld trivia. Thanks for participating.
I don't know the characters.
Yes, I think I'm going to check out this chick, Schmidt Talk. Maybe what I'll do in my overtime program, if you girls want to be in on this, we'll do this. We'll call in to Schmidt Talk. It'll be Vince in the Bay and his harem of women on Schmidt Talk.
I don't even see that.
It says Schmidt Talk is moving. New Blog Talk Radio address to be announced soon. This is Late Night Chat. Savannah Schmidt. 7 minutes until show. So right when show ends, her show starts. I'm telling you, we're going to call into that show. She looks cute. How old do you think she is?
I don't know.
tough one, huh? We'll find out. We'll get to the bottom of this, ladies. Stay with me here. I'm going to follow her on Twitter. I feel bad for her. She's following 32 people on Twitter. She's got 3 followers. Help the girl out. Follow her. Now she's got 4, thanks to me. Let's see. She's probably, like most BTR people, more of a Facebook person. Absolutely. Savvy Schmidt. What does that mean? She's Savvy Schmidt. Savannah Schmidt. Savannah Schmidt. Doesn't that sound like a porn name, kind of?
Yeah.
Savannah Schmidt. Sexy Savannah Schmidt. It's more like it.
She's bringing you some current events.
Apparently.
At 4 a.m.
Oh, man. 5 minutes to go here. 5 minutes for you to jump on board with us, Melinda. I'm looking at you. I see you there, Melinda. You're awake, Melinda. If you're conscious, you should give us a call. 347-826-7667. If not, we got a couple of minutes. What?
Probably busy or either sleep.
She's probably getting news on Jeff Obama.
Is she ready to do her show or does she have her own show?
Who, Melinda?
Yes. Do you know she have her own show?
I don't know. Let's check.
Third one or something.
I don't think
so.
I'd love if she had a show. I would totally tune in. She's got a cute little picture of her on her profile with big glasses. She looks cute. She looks like she's like 12, though. No offense, Melinda. But come on. She looks like she's real young. Am I wrong?
No.
No, she does look young.
A young Marine.
Wow, can you imagine that? Cutting your throat?
That could kick some butt.
Cutting you to death? Yeah.
A Marine that could kick
some butt. She's like that, what was that Tarantino movie where he had that little, the Asian girl in the little schoolgirl outfit. With the big metal thing that she's like, that fucking metal spike ball thing that she's fucking
super
sexy. Oh, heck
yeah, and Kill Bill.
That's like, yeah, she's like fucks the shit out of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Melinda. She should just destroy you.
Wow.
But she looks like she weighs like 42 pounds.
You funny.
Call in, Melinda, and defend yourself.
I'm more like Miho, the silent enforcer from Sin City. I don't say much, but I'll tear you up. There you go. That's me. Have you seen that movie?
What was your question?
Mm-hmm. Sin City. Have you seen it?
Not yet. I haven't.
And there's a character. She's an Asian girl, and she just doesn't really say anything. But she'll fuck you up.
Who?
Like swords and Asian stars and stuff. It's crazy. She, like, cuts a guy in complete half. Like,
wow.
Right down the middle.
Yeah, she's dangerous.
Vince, you're awful quiet over there.
I'm consulting with BTR authorities about getting an avatar. I'm taking your lead. You're so bold.
So do you think they're going to give you the avatar, Vince?
Yeah, I just talked to the BTR folks. They said since I knew Amy that they'd look into it for me, and then they said, all right, fine.
Wow.
But I don't get anything sexy or anything. It's just like I'm just like a white dude.
What did they give you?
Fine. Can't, you got to come into the chat room and look at it. It's there. You guys
okay.
can see it, right?
Yep, I can see it.
Oh, how did you get yours? Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm great. Email him. I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous.
Yeah, tell him. Tell him you talked to me. Well, Amy put in a good word for me. She's my producer.
Amy, I want one.
So she can make things happen.
Vince the white guy.
I want one. I want one with a cat on it.
A cat?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think you can probably do that. You want a pussy cat?
I like the avatar.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
the show just
God.
Ended. Ha-ha.
You're funny.
I didn't even pay attention. Sorry, continue.
No, I'm just laughing.
Oh, Constantine comes through at the last minute. Show's over, bro.
Okay. Well.
All right. So, do you guys want to sit tight and try calling into the Schmidt Show, Schmidt Talk?
Yes.
Wait. This is waiting for a host to call in, though. I don't think she's doing it. I think she's on doses.
You should go over to Conservative TNT. I know him.
Oh, yeah? Is that your other boyfriend?
No.
Is that your BTR boyfriend?
He was my first one.
I see how it is. It's cool.
You're my BTR boo. Is there anybody in chat that is going to get offended by me saying that?
I'm sorry. What?
You don't remember the whole conversation we had with Lady Slugga and her BTR boo? She got chased out. Because that guy's wife came in and was like, don't be calling my husband your boo. You don't remember?
No, I don't remember this morning. I don't remember.
Oh my gosh, Vince. You need
when
to
was
stop
this?
Eating
when?
So many cupcakes. It was just a couple nights
when
ago.
When was this? It was on the air?
Yeah. It was the night that it was just you and I and Lady Slugga after hours when you guys were checking out Chat Roulette and everything, remember?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
And she's like,
and what happened?
She's like, I have this guy and we're really good friends and I call him my BTR boo, but I need a new one because like his wife or girlfriend or whatever like got upset about her calling him that and like called her out mm-hmm. in his like chat and made her leave.
So then who became her BTR? I became her BTR boo?
I guess so. She said, you want to be my BTR boo now?
Wow.
Oh, okay. That's fine. I didn't realize that. I think I was on the other influence. I think I can plead insanity to that. Okay, I can get out of that. Where's Lady Slugga? She's not around right now.
No, she hasn't been around for the last couple of nights. I don't know where she's at.
She's riding. She's riding for her man. She's a rider.
Riding dirty.
Apparently, that's what she... That's not riding. I don't know what she's riding because her man has been behind bars for a year. And she's claimed to never... has not cheated on him. Been faithful to him.
No.
So, conservative TNT, huh? That's where the action's at, eh?
I guess so. We're going to have to make some action. I don't know what show he's doing tonight. Sometimes he talks politics, and sometimes he does music and just BS's and stuff.
Which is basically what I do. All right, let's try calling this show and see what this show sounds like. Whoa. Here, I'm going to play some circus music. Hang on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
oh, he wants people to
just
think
hang up.
Strip
club. That's all fine. Yeah, well, what? I'm about to hang up, guys. Thanks
for
having me on the show.
You're going to leave us?
Yes.
All right, Isha. Well, thanks for coming through. I'm hanging out in the chat room over at Conservative TNT right now. If you're still trolling,
okay.
If you're not in bed, then good night.
All righty. See you over there.
Good night, Isha.
All right.
Good night,
y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Isha. All right. Now that she's gone, let's get down to business, girls. All right. How do I do this here? Okay. Add a call. What's this dude's number here? 646-716-5744. Let's call that. Let's see what that does. You guys hear that? Oh, you know what? I muted the host and I don't have my switchboard, like, oh, this is terrible. I have him on conference now, but it's muted. It's terrible.
We're muted?
No, we're not muted. I fucked up. God damn it.